Can we succeed without talent? Abraham, what bearing does talent or skill or ability have on bringing abundance or money into our lives?
Very little. Those are all action aspects for the most part, and your action is responsible but for a minuscule part of what comes to you. Your thoughts and words are thoughts, articulated, are the reason that your life unfolds as it does.
So then, would you say that people with no saleable skill or talent could still receive all the financial abundance they want in their lives?
Absolutely, unless in comparing themselves to others and concluding that they have no saleable skill or talent, they feel diminished and therefore defeat their own experience with their own negative expectation. The most valuable skill that you could ever develop is the skill of directing your thoughts toward what you want. To be adept at quickly evaluating all situations and then quickly coming to the conclusion of what you most want and then giving your undivided attention to that. There is tremendous skill in directing your own thoughts that will yield results that cannot be compared with results that mere action can provide.
Can we get something without giving? So, how can a person get past the belief that they must give a dollar's worth of something in order to get a dollar's worth of something?
Your knowledge in all things comes only through life experience, but your life experience comes as a result of the thoughts that you're thinking. So even though you may have wanted something for a very long time, if your thoughts have been upon the absence of it, then it could not come to you. And so, from your personal experience, you come to the conclusion that it's not possible or that it's a struggle. In other words, you come to many valid conclusions about things being hard when you've led a difficult life. It's our desire to help you to understand what is really at the heart of that self-created struggle. We want to help you to begin from a different premise and understand the laws at the basis of all things. A new understanding of the laws of the universe and a willingness to begin telling a different story will give you different results. And those different results will then give you different beliefs or knowledge. You are the one. You are the only one who can evaluate your effectiveness. No one else has the ability to discern where you stand relative to where you're wanting to be. And no one else can decide where you should be. Only you.
They want to win the lottery fortune. Many people are hoping for some major financial windfall to come to them to free them from debt or to release them from working at something they don't want to work at in order to receive money. The thing I hear them say most often is that they want to win the lottery, where they'll get their abundance in exchange for someone else losing theirs.
If their expectation were in a place that would allow it, then that could be a way for money to come to them. But most know the odds against that, and so, for most, their expectation for winning the lottery is not in a powerful place either.
So, how does hoping to win relate to expecting to win?
Well, just as hoping is more productive than doubting, expecting is much more productive than hoping.
Well then, how could a person begin to expect something that their life experience hasn't yet shown them? In other words, how can you expect something you haven't experienced?
You do not have to have money to attract money, but you cannot feel poor and attract money. The key is you have to find ways of improving the way you feel from right where you stand before things can begin to change. By softening your attention to the things that are going wrong, and by beginning to tell stories that lean more in the direction of what you want instead of in the direction of what you've got, your vibration will shift, your point of attraction will shift, and you'll get different results. And in a short time, because of the different results you're then getting, you will then have beliefs or knowledge of abundance that will easily perpetuate more of the same. People often say the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and that's why. Look for reasons to feel good, identify what you want, and hold your thoughts in a place that feels good.
Living abundantly is not magic.
As we explain from our perspective the abundant nature of your universe and the potential for abundance that's always available to you, we understand that our knowledge does not become your knowledge only because you hear us say it. If we ask you to trust what we say or just try to understand, you cannot just adopt our understanding as your own, for it's only your own life experience that brings knowledge to you. The beliefs that you hold as a result of your own life experience are very strong, and we understand that you cannot release them immediately and replace them with others, even though we know that there are many more productive beliefs that you could foster. But there is something that you can begin today that will make a profound difference in the way your life unfolds that does not require an immediate releasing of the beliefs that you currently hold. Start telling a more positive, better-feeling story about your life and about the things that are important to you. Do not write your story like a factual document, weighing all the pros and cons of your experience, but instead tell the uplifting, fanciful, magical story of the wonder of your own life and watch what happens. It will feel like magic as your life begins to transform right before your eyes, but it's not by magic. It's by the power of the laws of the universe and your deliberate alignment with those laws.
Trading freedom for money? Well, I know we titled this book Money and the Law of Attraction, but it's really more about attracting abundance in all areas of our life. Since my childhood, we here in the United States have been fighting strongly against crime, and yet there's much more crime now than when I was a kid. I read recently that our nation has a higher percentage of its population in prisons than any other country in what we call the free world. And now also, we've been fighting against illness, and yet there's more hospitals and more sick people than ever before. And there's so much more physical suffering in this nation percentage-wise now than I've ever seen. Another thing, we've been pushing against warfare in our search for world peace. And yet it seems like such a short time ago that everyone was raving, isn't it wonderful, as the Berlin Wall came crashing down, isn't it wonderful that we're finally in peace? But we hardly took four breaths till we're back in another series of wars, and now we're even putting up more walls around this nation. Also, I hear of so much concern about child abuse and the mistreating of other people, and yet the more I hear of our pushing against child abuse, the more child abuse I hear of. It seems like everything we're trying to do to stop what we don't want isn't working for us. But the area where this nation seems to continue to go in a more positive direction is that of abundance. We have so much food and money that we're able to give the world over from our excess abundance. And I see many more material things in the hands of more people in this country than during my early years. So there have been some major positive changes here. But so many people, in their quest for more financial abundance, seem to be losing quite a bit of their personal freedom as a trade-off for the money. It seems like there are those who seem to have a lot of free time, but they have so little money that they don't enjoy their time. And then there are those with more money, but they have very little time to enjoy the money. But it's rare that I meet someone who has both an abundant flow of money combined with the time to really enjoy it. Abraham, would you please comment on your perspective of my perceptions?
Whether you're focused upon the lack of money or the lack of time, you're still focused upon the lack of something you want, and therefore holding yourself in resistance to the things you really want. Whether your negative emotion is because of your feeling of shortage of time, or whether it's because of your feeling of shortage of money, you're still feeling negative emotion, and you're still in a state of resistance, and therefore you are holding away what you really want. As you feel that you do not have enough time to do all of the things that you need or want to do, your attention to lack negatively impacts you much more than you realize. A feeling of being overwhelmed is your indicator that you are denying yourself access to ideas, rendezvous, conditions, and all manner of cooperation that could assist you if you were not disallowing them. It is an uncomfortable cycle where you feel a shortage of time, you focus upon your overloaded schedule, and then you feel overwhelmed, and in all of that, you offer a vibration that makes improvement impossible. You have to begin telling a different story. You cannot continue to comment on how much you have to do without holding assistance away. There is a cooperative universe at your fingertips, ready and able to help you in more ways than you can begin to imagine, but you deny yourself that benefit as you continue to complain about too much to do. As you feel that you do not have enough money, your attention to the lack of money disallows the avenues that could bring you more. You just cannot look at the opposite of what you want and get what you want. You have to begin telling a different story. You have to find a way to create a feeling of abundance before abundance can come. As you begin to feel freer regarding the expenditure of time and money, doors will open, people will come to assist you, refreshing and productive ideas will occur to you, and circumstances and events will unfold. As you change the way you feel, you access the energy that creates worlds. It's there for your ready access at all times.
Feeling negative with respect to dollars or cancer? Abraham, what's the difference between having a negative feeling about money, and therefore you don't get the money, and saying, I don't want cancer, but you do get cancer?
Here's the way it works. You get the essence of what you think about. And so as you're thinking about the lack of health, you're getting the lack of health. As you're thinking about the lack of money, you're getting the lack of money. You can tell by the way you feel as you're offering your thought whether you're attracting the positive or the negative aspects of the subject. The universe does not hear no. When you're saying, no, I do not want illness, your attention to the subject of illness is saying, yes, come to me, this thing I do not want. Anything you're giving your attention to is an invitation to the essence of it. When you're saying, I want money, but it will not come, your attention to its absence is the same thing as saying, come to me, absence of money, which I do not want. When you're thinking of money in the way that will make it come to you, you always feel good. When you're thinking of money in the way that keeps it from coming to you, you always feel bad. That's how you know the difference. So you're asking, if I can get cancer by focusing upon the lack of health, then why couldn't I get money by focusing upon the lack of it? The receiving of money, which you do want, is the same as the receiving of health, which you do want. The receiving of cancer, which you do not want, is the same as the receiving of no money, which you do not want. Just make sure that whatever thoughts you're thinking or whatever words you're speaking evoke from you positive emotion, and then you'll be in the mode of attracting what you do want. When negative emotion is present, you are always in the mode of attracting something you do not want.
He didn't struggle for money.
Not long ago, someone at a gathering was challenging law of attraction in a similar way as she told the story about her friend who had supported her former husband for many years. She explained how her friend had worked hard and taken care of him for all of that time and was often struggling to earn enough money to support them. Eventually, she grew tired of his unwillingness to contribute financially and they separated. Her husband never showed any evidence that money was important to him, but now, she tells us, he has just inherited over $1 million and now he won't share his money with his ex-wife. It doesn't seem fair, this woman said to us, that his wife cared about money and worked hard for it and received so little, while he barely worked and didn't seem to care about money at all, and now he's inherited over $1 million. How can that be? She wanted to know. We explained to her that understanding the law of attraction as we do, this story makes perfect sense. This woman worked hard and felt resentment and was focused upon lack, and the universe matched those feelings precisely. Her husband felt ease, refused to feel guilty, expected things to come to him easily, and the universe matched those feelings precisely. Many believe that they must work hard and struggle and pay a price and feel pain and that they will then be rewarded for their struggle. But that is not consistent with the laws of the universe. You cannot find a happy ending to an unhappy journey. That defies law. We told our friend, there's not a shred of evidence to the contrary of the law of attraction, and you had the benefit of knowing these two people, of seeing their attitudes and watching their results, one struggling, working hard, doing what society taught her to do, and not getting what she wants, while the other refused to struggle, insisted on a feeling of ease, and is the recipient of the resources that support more ease. Many would say, well, it might be consistent with the laws of the universe, but it's still not right. But we want you to know that when you get in sync with this powerful law, you will then understand the absolute justice of it. Since you have control over what you offer, what could be more just than the universe giving you exactly what you offer vibrationally? What could be more just than the powerful law of attraction responding equally to everyone who offers a vibration? Once you gain control over the thoughts you think, your sense of injustice will subside and will be replaced with the exuberance for life and the zest to create that you were born with. Let everything in the universe be an example to you of the way the laws of the universe work. If you believe that you must work hard in order to deserve the money that comes to you, then money cannot come to you unless you do work hard. But the money that comes in response to physical action is very small in comparison with what comes through alignment of thought. Surely you have noticed the enormous disparity between some people who apply tremendous action for little return, while you see others seemingly offering very little action for an enormous return. We want you to understand that the disparity exists only in the comparison of the action they're offering, but there is no disparity or injustice relative to the alignment of energies within them. Financial success or any other kind of success does not require hard work or action, but it does require alignment of thought. You simply cannot offer negative thought about things that you desire and then make up for it with action or hard work. When you learn to direct your own thoughts, you will discover the true leverage of energy alignment. Most of you are much closer to a financial fortune than you are even allowing yourself to purely desire, because in the thought that it might come, you right away begin thinking of how disappointed you will be if it does not come. And so in your lackful thought, you do not allow yourself to desire or to expect anything magnificent in terms of money. And that's the reason why, for the most part, you are living rather mediocre financial experiences. You're right when you think, money isn't everything. You certainly do not need money to have joy in your experience. But in your society, where so much of what you live is tied to money in some way, most of you associate money with freedom. And since freedom is a basic tenet of your being, then coming into alignment with money will help you establish a balanced footing that will be of value to you in all other aspects of your experience.
Is spending money comfortable?
A woman said to us one day, "I always feel uncomfortable when I spend money." She told us that over time she'd managed to save quite a bit of money, but whenever she thought about spending any of it, she would freeze up and feel afraid to go another step further. We said to her, "It is certainly understandable that when you believe that your money is coming to you because of the action that you're offering, and you also believe that you'll not always be able to offer the action, that you would want to hold on to your money and spend it sparingly to make it last. However, that feeling of shortage slows the process of more money flowing into your experience. If you feel uncomfortable with the idea of spending money, then we absolutely do not encourage you to spend the money while you're feeling uncomfortable, because any action taken during negative emotion is never a good idea. But the reason for your discomfort is not about the action of spending the money, but instead it's an indication that your thoughts about money in that moment are not a vibrational match to your own desire. A belief in shortage will never resonate with your broader knowing because there is no shortage. Any attention to lack of something wanted will always produce negative emotion within you because your guidance is letting you know that you've strayed from your broader basic understanding of abundance and of well-being. Find a way to ease your discomfort and eventually transform it into a feeling of hope and then into positive expectation. And then from that stable place of feeling better, that feeling of freezing up will be replaced with confidence and enthusiasm. Whether you're focused upon the shortage of money or seeing yourself as having only so many years to live and so each day that is expended is one day closer to the end of your years, that feeling of decline is contrary to your broader understanding of the eternal nature of your being. In the same way that you understand that you do not have to attempt the impossible task of drawing enough air into your lungs to last all day or all week or all year, but instead you easily breathe in and out, always receiving what you want or need whenever you want or need it, money can flow in and out of your experience with the same ease once you achieve that expectation of eternal abundance. All of the money that you want is available for you to receive. All you have to do is allow it into your experience, and as the money flows in, you can gently allow it to flow out. For like the air you breathe, there will always be more to flow. You do not have to guard your money, like holding your breath and not letting it out because there will not be any more coming. More is coming. People sometimes protest as they tell their stories of shortage or scarcity, pointing out the reality of the shortage that they have experienced or witnessed or heard about. And we understand that there are plenty of examples to point to of people who are experiencing shortages of many things that they desire. But we want you to understand that those experiences of shortage are not because abundance is not available, but instead because it is being disallowed. Continuing to tell stories of shortage only continues to contradict your desire for abundance, and you cannot have it both ways. You cannot focus on unwanted and receive wanted. You cannot focus upon stories about money that make you feel uncomfortable and allow into your experience what makes you feel comfortable. You have to begin telling a different story if you want different results. We would begin by saying, "I want to feel good. I want to feel productive and expansive. My thoughts are the basis for the attraction of all things that I consider to be good, which includes enough money for my comfort and joy, which includes health and wonderful people around me who are stimulating and uplifting and exciting." Begin telling the story of your desire and then add to it the details of the positive aspects that you can find that match those desires. And then embellish your positive expectation by speculating with your good feeling, "wouldn't it be nice if" examples. Say things like, "Only good things come to me. While I don't have all of the answers, and while I don't know all of the steps, and I can't identify all of the doors that will open for me, I know that as I move through time and space, the path will become obvious to me. I know I will be able to figure it out as I go along." Every time you tell your better feeling story, you will feel better, and the details of your life will improve. The better it gets, the better it gets.
How to change my point of attraction.
Sometimes people worry that they've been telling the story of what they do not want for such a long time that they now do not have time left in their life to make up for all those years of focusing upon the shortage of money. But they have no cause for worry. Although it is true that you cannot go backward and undo all of that negative thinking, there is no reason to do that, even if you could, because all of your power is in your now. As you find a better feeling thought right now, your point of attraction shifts now. The only reason that it may seem like negative thinking that you picked up many years ago is having an impact on your life now is because you have been continuing the negative train of thought or beliefs through all of those years. A belief is only a thought you continue to think. A belief is nothing more than a chronic pattern of thought, and you have the ability, if you try a little bit, to begin a new pattern, to tell a new story, to achieve a different vibration, to change your point of attraction. Just a simple act of noticing how many things you could purchase in this one day with $100 you're carrying with you would dramatically alter your financial point of attraction. That one simple process is enough to tip the balance of your vibrational scale, enough to show you actual tangible results in your attraction of money. Mentally spend your money and imagine an improved lifestyle. Deliberately conjure a feeling of freedom by imagining what it would feel like to have a large amount of money at your disposal. You see, the law of attraction is responding to your vibration, not to the reality you are currently living. But if your vibration continues to be only about the reality you are living, nothing can change. You can easily change your point of attraction by visualizing the lifestyle you desire and holding your attention upon those images until you begin to feel relief, which is an indicator that a true vibrational shift has occurred.
My standards are mine to set.
Sometimes, from an awareness of shortage of money, you think that you want everything that you see. A sort of uncontrollable craving rises within you, which tortures you when you do not have the money to spend, or causes even more distress when you give in to the cravings and spend money you do not have, going deeper into debt. But that craving to spend money under those conditions is really a false signal, for it's not coming from a real desire to have those things. Buying one more thing and bringing it home will not satisfy that craving, for what you're really feeling is a void that can only be filled by coming into vibrational alignment with who you really are. You are currently feeling insecure, when who you really are is someone who is absolutely secure. You are currently feeling inadequate, when who you really are is someone who is adequate. You're feeling lack, when who you really are is someone who is abundant. It is a vibrational shift that you are craving, not the ability to purchase something. Once you are able to achieve and consistently maintain your personal alignment, a great deal of money will flow into your experience, if that is your desire, and you will very likely spend large amounts of money on things that you desire. But your purchases will feel very different to you then. You will not feel a need or a void that you are attempting to fill with that purchase, but instead you will feel a satisfying interest in something which will easily make its way into your experience, and every part of the process, from the inception of the idea to the full-blown manifestation of it in your experience, will bring you a feeling of satisfaction and joy. Do not let others set the standards about how much money you should have or about what you should do with it, for you are the only one who could ever accurately define that. Come into alignment with who you really are and allow the things that life has helped you to know that you want to flow into your experience.
Does saving for security work?
A man related to us that he once had a teacher who told him that to set money aside for security was the same as planning for a disaster, and that, in fact, the very act of trying to feel more secure would actually lead to more insecurity because it would attract the unwanted disaster. He wanted to know if that philosophy fit in with our teachings about the law of attraction. We told him that teacher was right in pointing out that attention to anything brings more of the essence of it to you, and so if you were to focus upon the idea of possible bad things looming out there in your future, the discomfort that you would feel as you pondered those unwanted things would be your indication that you are indeed in the process of attracting them. But it is absolutely possible to briefly consider something unwanted occurring in the future, such as a financial situation that makes you feel insecure as you consider it, which could cause you to then consider the financial stability that you desire. As you focus upon the security that you desire, you may very well be inspired to an action that enhances that state of security. The action of saving money or investing in assets in and of itself is neither positive or negative, but that teacher would be correct to say that you cannot get to a place of security from an insecure footing. Our encouragement is to use the power of your mind to focus upon the good feeling security you seek, and then take whatever positive action that's inspired from that place of feeling good. Anything that feels good to you is in harmony with what you want. Anything that feels bad to you is not in harmony with what you want. It is truly as simple as that. Some say that you should not want money at all because the desire for money is materialistic and not spiritual. But we want you to remember that you are here in this very physical world where spirit has materialized. You're here in your very physical bodies on this very physical planet where that which is spirit and that which is physical or material blend. You cannot separate yourself from the aspect of yourself that is spiritual. And while you are here in these bodies, you cannot separate yourself from that which is physical or material. All of the magnificent things of a physical nature that are surrounding you are spiritual in nature.
Telling a new story about abundance, money, and financial well-being.
The law of attraction is not responding to the reality that you are currently living and perpetuating, but instead it is responding to the vibrational patterns of thoughts that are emanating from you. So as you begin to tell the story of who you are in relationship to money from your perspective of what you desire, rather than from the perspective of what you are actually currently living, your patterns of thought will shift, and so will your point of attraction. What is has no bearing on what is coming unless you are continually regurgitating the story of what is. By thinking and speaking more of how you really want your life to be, you allow what you are currently living to be the jumping-off place for so much more. But if you speak predominantly of what is, then you still jump off, but you jump off into more of the same. So consider the following questions, letting your natural answers flow in response to them, and then hear some examples of what your new story regarding money might sound like. And then begin to tell your own new and improved story of your financial picture, and watch how quickly and surely circumstances and events will begin to move around you to make your new story a reality. Do you have as much money in your life experience as you want right now? Is the universe abundant? Do you have the option of having plenty of money? Was the amount of money that you would receive in this lifetime already decided before you were born? Are you now setting into motion, through the power of your current thought, the amount of money that will flow? Do you have the ability to change your financial situation? Are you in control of your financial condition? Do you want more money? Knowing what you now know, is financial abundance guaranteed?
An example of my old story about money.
Here's an example of an old story about money. There are so many things that I want that I just can't afford. I'm making more money today than ever before, but money feels as tight as ever. It just seems like I can't get ahead. It seems like I've worried about money my whole life. I remember how hard my parents worked and my mother's constant worry about money, and I guess I inherited all of that. But that isn't the kind of inheritance I'd hoped for. I know there are really wealthy people in the world who don't have to worry about money, but they aren't anywhere near me. Everyone I know right now is struggling and worried about what's going to happen next. Notice how this story began by noticing a current unwanted condition, and then moved to justification of the situation, and then looked into the past for more emphasis of the current problem, which amplified the resentment more, then moved on to a broader view of perceived shortage. In other words, when you begin to tell a negative story, the law of attraction will help you reach from your present perspective into your past, even into your future, but the same vibrational pattern of lack will persist. When you focus upon lack in an attitude of complaining, you establish a vibrational point of attraction that then gives you access only to more thoughts of complaint, whether you're focused in your present, your past, or your future. Your deliberate effort to tell a new story will change that. Your new story will establish a new pattern of thought, providing you with a new point of attraction from your present, about your past, and into your future. The simple effort of looking for positive aspects from right where you stand will set a new vibrational tone that will not only affect the way you feel right now, but will begin the immediate attraction of thoughts, people, circumstances, and things that are pleasing to you.
An example of my new story about money.
Here's an example of a new story about money. I like the idea that money is as available as the air I breathe. I like the idea of breathing in and breathing out more money. It's fun to imagine a lot of money flowing to me. I can see how my feeling about money affects the money that comes to me. I'm happy to understand that with practice, I can control my attitude about money or about anything. I notice that the more I tell my story of abundance, the better I feel. I like knowing that I'm the creator of my own reality and that the money that flows into my experience is directly related to my thoughts. I like knowing that I can adjust the amount of money that I receive by adjusting my thoughts. Now that I understand the formula for creating, now that I understand that I do get the essence of what I think about, and most important, now that I understand that I can tell by the way I'm feeling whether I'm focused upon money or lack of money, I feel confident that in time I will align my thoughts with abundance, and money will flow powerfully into my experience. I understand that the people around me hold many different perspectives about money, about wealth, about spending, saving, philanthropy, giving money, receiving money, earning money, and so forth. And it's not necessary for me to understand their opinions or experiences. I'm relieved to know that I do not have to sort all of that out. It is very nice to know that my only work is to align my own thoughts about money with my own desires about money, and that whenever I'm feeling good, I have found that alignment. I like knowing that it's all right for me to occasionally feel negative emotion regarding money, but it is my intention to quickly direct my thoughts in better feeling directions, because it's logical to me that thoughts that feel good when I think them will bring positive results. I understand that money will not necessarily manifest instantly in my experience with the changing of my thinking, but I do expect to see steady improvement as a result of my deliberate effort to think better feeling thoughts. The first evidence of my alignment with money will be my improved feeling, my improved mood, my improved attitude, and then real changes in my financial situation will be soon to follow. I'm certain about that. I am aware of the absolute correlation between what I've been thinking and feeling about money and what is actually happening in my life experience. I can see the evidence of the law of attraction's absolute and unerring response to my thought, and I look forward to more evidence in response to my improved thoughts. I can feel a powerful leveraging of energy in being more deliberate about my thoughts. I believe that at many levels I have always known this, and it feels good to return to my core beliefs about my power and value and worthiness. I am living a very abundant life, and it feels so good to realize that whatever this life experience causes me to desire, I can achieve that. I love knowing that I am unlimited. I feel tremendous relief in recognizing that I do not have to wait for money or things to materialize before I can feel better. And I now understand that when I do feel better, the things and experiences and money that I want must come. As easily as air flows in and out of my being, so it is with money. My desire draws it in, and my ease of thought lets it flow out, in and out, ever flowing, always easy, whatever I desire, whenever I desire, as much as I desire, in and out. There is no right or wrong way to tell your improved story. It can be about your past, present, or future experiences. The only criterion that is important is that you be conscious of your intent to tell a better-feeling, improved version of your story. Telling many good-feeling short stories through your day will change your point of attraction. Just remember that the story you tell is the basis of your life, so tell it the way you want it to be.
Part 3. Maintaining My Physical Well-Being. My thoughts create my physical experience.
The idea of success for most people revolves around money or the acquisition of property or other possessions, but we consider a state of joy as the greatest achievement of success. And while the attainment of money and wonderful possessions certainly can enhance your state of joy, the achievement of a good-feeling physical body is by far the greatest factor for maintaining a continuing state of joy and well-being. Every part of your life is experienced through the perspective of your physical body, and when you feel good, everything you see looks better. Certainly, it is possible to maintain a good attitude even when your physical body is diminished in some way, but a good-feeling body is a powerful basis for an ongoing good attitude. And so it's not surprising that since the way you feel affects your thoughts and attitudes about things, and since your thoughts and attitudes equal your point of attraction, and since your point of attraction equals the way your life continues to play out, there are few things of greater value than the achievement of a good-feeling body. It is quite interesting to note that not only does a good-feeling body promote positive thoughts, but that also positive thoughts promote a good-feeling body. That means you do not have to be in a perfect state of health in order to find feelings of relief that can eventually lead to a wonderful mood or attitude. For if you're able to somehow find that relief, even when your body is hurting or sick, you will find physical improvement, because your thoughts create your reality.
Complaining about complaining is also complaining.
Many complain that it's easy to be optimistic when you're young and in good health, but that it's very difficult when you're older or sicker. But we never encourage using your age or a current state of failing health as a limiting thought that disallows improvement or recovery. Most people have no idea of the power of their own thoughts. They do not realize that as they continue to find things to complain about, they disallow their own physical well-being. Many do not realize that before they were complaining about an aching body or a chronic disease, they were complaining about other things first. It does not matter if the object of your complaint is about someone you're angry with, someone who has betrayed you, behavior in others that you believe is wrong, or something wrong with your own physical body. Complaining is complaining, and it disallows recovery. So whether you're feeling good and are looking for a way to maintain that good feeling state of being, or if your physical body is diminished in some way and you're looking for recovery, the process is the same. Learn to guide your thoughts in the direction of things that feel good and discover the power that only comes from vibrational alignment with Source. As you continue to listen here, things that you've known long before you were born will be remembered, and you'll begin to feel a resonance with these laws and processes that will give you a feeling of empowerment. And then all that is required for the achievement and maintenance of a healthy, good-feeling body is some deliberate attention to thoughts and feelings and a sincere desire to feel good.
I can feel good in my body.
If you are not feeling good or looking the way you want to look, it has a way of reflecting out into other aspects of your life experience, and it's for that reason that we want to emphasize the value in bringing your physical body into balance and comfort and well-being. There is nothing in the universe that responds faster to your thoughts than your own physical body, and so aligned thoughts bring a quick response and obvious results. Your physical well-being is really the easiest of subjects over which you have absolute control, for it is what you are doing about you. However, because you are translating everything in this world through the lens of how your physical body feels, if you do get out of balance, it can negatively affect a much larger part of your life than only your physical body. You are never more clear about wanting to be healthy and to feel good than when you are sick and feeling bad. And so the experience of being sick is a powerful launching pad for the asking for wellness. So, if in the moment that your sickness has caused you to ask for wellness, you could turn your undivided attention to the idea of being well, it would occur immediately. But for most, now that you're feeling bad, that's what has your attention. Once you are sick, it is logical that you would now notice how you feel, and in doing so, you would prolong the sickness. But it was not your attention to the lack of wellness that made you sick. Instead, it was your attention to the lack of many things that you desire. Chronic attention to unwanted things holds you in a place of disallowing your physical well-being, as well as disallowing the solutions to other subjects you're focused upon. If you could focus your attention upon the idea of experiencing physical well-being with as much passion as you focus upon the absence of it, not only would you recover quickly, but maintaining your physical well-being and balance would also be easy.
Words do not teach, but life experience does.
Simply hearing words, even when they are perfect words that accurately explain truths, does not bring understanding. But the combination of careful words of explanation coupled with life experience that is always consistent with the laws of the universe, does bring understanding. It is our expectation that as you hear these words and then live your life, you will achieve a complete understanding of how all things occur in your experience, and you will accomplish complete control of all aspects of your life, especially things that have to do with your own body. Perhaps your physical condition is exactly as you want it to be. If that is the case, then continue to focus upon your body as it is, feeling appreciation for the aspects that are pleasing you, and you'll maintain that condition. But if there are changes that you would like to make, whether it is in appearance, or stamina, or wellness, then it will be of great value for you to begin telling a different story, not only about your body, but about all subjects that have been troubling you. As you begin to positively focus, getting to feel so good about so many subjects that you often feel passion rise up within you, you will begin to feel the power of the universe, the power that creates worlds flowing through you. You are the only one who creates in your experience, no one else. Everything that comes to you comes by the power of your thought. When you focus long enough that you feel passion, you harness more power and you achieve greater results. The other thoughts, while they are important and have creative potential, usually are only maintaining what you have already created. And so many people continue to maintain unwanted physical experiences simply by offering consistent, not powerful, and not accompanied by strong emotion, thoughts. In other words, they merely continue telling the same stories about things that seem unfair or unwanted things that they disagree with. And in doing so, they maintain unwanted conditions. The simple intention of telling better-feeling stories about all subjects that you focus upon will have a great effect on your physical body. But since words do not teach, it is our suggestion that you try telling a different story for a while and observe for yourself what happens.
The law of attraction expands my every thought.
The law of attraction says, that which is likened to itself is drawn. In other words, that which you think, in any moment, attracts into itself other thoughts that are like it. That is why whenever you are thinking about a subject that is not pleasant, more unpleasant thoughts regarding that subject are quickly drawn. You find yourself, in very short order, not only experiencing what you are experiencing in this moment, but reaching into your past for more data that matches that vibration. And now, by the law of attraction, as your negative thought expands proportionately, so does your negative emotion. Soon, you find yourself discussing the unpleasant subject with others, and now they add to it, often reaching into their past, until in a very short period of time, most of you, upon any subject that you ponder very long, attract enough supporting data that it does bring forth the essence of the subject of the thought into your experience. It is natural that by knowing what you do not want, you are able to clarify what you do want, and there's nothing wrong with identifying a problem before beginning to look for a solution. But many people, over time, become problem-oriented rather than solution-oriented, and in their examination and explanation of the problem, they continue the perpetuation of the problem. Again, telling a different story is of great value. Tell a solution-oriented story instead of a problem-oriented story. If you wait until you're sick before you begin to try to focus more positively, it's much harder than if you begin to tell the story of well-being from your place of feeling good. But in any case, your new story will, in time, bring you different results. That which is likened to itself is drawn, so tell the story you want to live, and you will eventually live it. Some people worry that since they're already sick, they cannot now be well because their sickness now has their attention, and therefore their attention to sickness is perpetuating more sickness. We agree. That would be correct if they only have the ability to focus upon what is at this time. But since it is possible to think about things other than what is happening right now, it is possible for things to change. However, you cannot focus only upon current problems and get change. You have to focus upon the positive results that you are seeking in order to get something different. The law of attraction is responding to your thought, not to your current reality. When you change the thought, your reality must follow suit. If things are going very well for you right now, then focusing upon what is happening now will cause the well-being to continue. But if there are things that are happening now that are not pleasing, you must find a way of taking your attention away from those unwanted things. You have the ability to focus your thoughts about yourself, about your body, and about the things that matter to you in a different direction from only what is happening right now. You have the ability to imagine things that are coming, or to remember things that have happened before. And when you do so with the deliberate intent of finding good-feeling things to think and speak about, you can quickly change your patterns of thought, and therefore your vibration, and eventually your life experience.
15 minutes to my intentional well-being.
It is not easy to imagine a healthy foot when your toe is painfully throbbing, but it is of great value for you to do everything you can do to distract yourself from your throbbing toe. However, a time of acute physical discomfort is not an effective time to try to visualize well-being. The best time to do that is when you are feeling the best you usually feel. In other words, if you usually feel physically better during the first part of the day, choose that time for visualization of your new story. If you usually feel better after taking a long, warm bath, choose that time for visualization. Set aside approximately 15 minutes where you can close your eyes and withdraw as much as possible from your awareness of what is. Try to find a quiet place where you will not be distracted and imagine yourself in a state of physical thriving. Imagine walking briskly and breathing deeply and enjoying the flavor of the air you are breathing. Imagine walking briskly up a gentle incline and smile in appreciation of the stamina of your body. See yourself bending and stretching and enjoying the flexibility of your body. Take your time exploring pleasant scenarios with the sole intent of enjoying your body and appreciating its strength and stamina and flexibility and beauty. When you visualize for the joy of visualizing, rather than with the intention of correcting some deficiency, your thoughts are more pure and therefore more powerful. When you visualize to overcome something that is wrong, your thoughts are diluted with the lackful side of the equation. Sometimes people explain that they have long held desires that have not manifested, and they argue that the law of attraction is not working for them. But that is because they have been asking for improvement from a place of keen awareness of the lack of what they desire. It takes time to reorient your thoughts so that they are predominantly focused toward what you want. But in time, it will feel perfectly natural to you to do so. In time, your new story will be the one that you tell most easily. If you do take the time to positively imagine your body, those good-feeling thoughts will become dominant, and then your physical condition must acquiesce to those thoughts. But if you only focus upon the conditions as they exist, nothing will change. As you imagine and visualize and verbalize your new story, in time you will believe the new story, and when that happens, the evidence will flow swiftly into your experience. A belief is only a thought you continue to think, and when your beliefs match your desires, then your desires must become your reality. Nothing stands between you and anything that you desire other than your own patterns of thought. There is no physical body, no matter what the state of decline, no matter what the conditions, that cannot achieve an improved condition. Nothing else in your experience responds as quickly as your own physical body to your patterns of thought.
I am not bound by others' beliefs.
With a little bit of effort focused in the right direction, you will achieve remarkable results. And in time, you will remember that you can be or do or have anything that you focus upon and achieve vibrational alignment with. You came into your physical body and into this physical world from your non-physical perspective, and you were very clear about your intention to be here. You did not define all of the details of your physical life experience before you got here, but you did set forth clear intentions about the vitality of your physical body from which you would create your life experience. You felt enormous eagerness to be here. When you first arrived in your small infant body, you were closer to the inner world than to the physical world, and your sense of well-being and strength was very strong. But as time passed and you became focused into your physical world, you began to observe others who had lost their strong connection to well-being, and bit by bit, your sense of well-being began to fade as well. It is possible to be born into this physical world and continue to maintain your connection to who you really are and to your absolute well-being. However, most people, once they're focused into this time-space reality, do not. The primary reason for the fading of your awareness of personal well-being is the clamoring of those around you for you to find ways to please them. While your parents and teachers are, for the most part, well-meaning people, they are nevertheless more interested in your finding ways to please them than in your finding ways to please yourself. And so, in the process of socialization, almost all people in almost all societies lose their way because they're coaxed or coerced away from their own guidance system. Most societies demand that you make your action your top priority. You are rarely encouraged to consider your vibrational alignment or your connection to your inner world. Most people eventually become motivated by the approval or disapproval that is directed at them by others. And so, with their misplaced attention upon accomplishing the action that is most respected by the onlookers of their lives, they lose their alignment, and then everything in their experience is diminished. But you were eager about being born into this physical world of such amazing variety because you understood the value of that contrast from which you would build your own experience. You knew that you would come to understand from your own experience what you preferred from the variety of options that would be available to you. Whenever you know what you do not want, you understand more clearly what it is that you do want. But so many people take that first step of identifying what is not wanted, and instead of then turning toward what is wanted and achieving vibrational alignment with that, they instead continue to talk about what they do not want. And in time, the vitality that they were born with wanes.
There is time enough to accomplish it.
When you do not understand the power of thought, and you do not take the time to align your thought to allow this power, you are then resigned to create through the power of action, which comparatively is not much. And so if you've been working hard with your action to accomplish something and have not managed to achieve it, often you feel overwhelmed or incapable of now making it happen. Some people simply feel that they do not have enough time left in their lives to be and do and have the things that they have dreamed of. But we want you to understand that if you will take the time to deliberately align with the energy that creates worlds through the power of focusing your thoughts, you will discover a leverage that will help you quickly accomplish things that have formerly seemed not possible. There is nothing that you cannot be or do or have once you accomplish the necessary alignment. And when you do, your own life experience will give you the evidence of your alignment. Before things actually manifest, your proof of alignment comes in the form of positive, good-feeling emotion. And if you understand that, then you will be able to hold steady to your course while the manifestation of the things you desire are making their way to you. The law of attraction says, that which is likened to itself is drawn. Whatever your state of being, whatever the way you feel, you are attracting more of the essence of that. To want or desire something always feels good when you believe you can achieve it. But desire in the face of doubt feels very uncomfortable. We want you to understand that wanting something and believing you can accomplish it is a state of alignment, while wanting something and doubting it is misalignment. Wanting and believing is alignment. Wanting and expecting is alignment. Expecting something unwanted is not alignment. You can feel your alignment or misalignment.
Why do I want perfect bodily conditions?
Although it may seem strange to you, we cannot begin to address your physical body without addressing your non-physical roots and your eternal connection to those roots, because you, in your physical body, are an extension of that inner being. In very simple terms, in order to be at your maximum state of health and well-being, you must be in vibrational alignment with your inner being. And in order to do that, you must be aware of your emotions or feelings. Your physical state of well-being is directly related to your vibrational alignment with your inner being or source, which means every thought that you think on every subject can positively or negatively affect that connection. In other words, it is not possible to maintain a healthy physical body without a keen awareness of your emotions and a determination to direct your thoughts toward good-feeling subjects. When you remember that feeling good is natural and you make an effort to find the positive aspects of the subjects that you are considering, you will train your thoughts to match the thoughts of your inner being, and that is a tremendous advantage to your physical body. When your thoughts are chronically good-feeling, your physical body will thrive. Of course, there is a broad range of emotions, from those that feel very bad to those that feel very good. But in any moment in time, because of whatever you're focused upon, you actually only have two choices in emotion, a better feeling one or a worse feeling one. So you could accurately say, there are really only two emotions, and you effectively utilize your guidance system when you deliberately choose the better feeling of those two options. And in doing so, in time, you can tune yourself to the precise frequency of your inner being, and when you do that, your physical body will thrive.
I can trust my eternal inner being.
Your inner being is the source part of you that continues to evolve through the thousands of life experiences that you live. And with each sifting and sorting experience, the source within you always chooses the best feeling of the available choices, which means your inner being is eternally tuning itself to love and joy and all that is good. That is the reason that when you choose to love another or yourself rather than find fault, you feel good. Good feeling is confirmation of your alignment with your source. When you choose thoughts that are out of alignment with source, which produces an emotional response like fear or anger or jealousy, those feelings indicate your vibrational variance from source. Source never turns away from you, but offers steadily a steady vibration of well-being. And so when you feel negative emotion, it means that you are preventing your vibrational access to source and to the stream of well-being. As you begin telling stories about your body and about your life and your work and the people in your life that feel good as you tell them, you will achieve a steady connection with that stream of well-being that is ever flowing to you. And as you focus upon the things that you desire, feeling positive emotion as you focus, you access the power that creates worlds, and you flow it toward your object of attention.